I'm Father J.P. Heath. I'm an Anglican priest. I live in Johannesburg, South Africa. I've been HIV positive for a number of years, and I'm the General Secretary of ANARELA. That's the African Network of Religious Leaders Living with or Personally Affected by HIV and AIDS. I had been in a relationship for 4 years, and I knew nothing about HIV really when I went into that relationship. And I had got myself tested at various points, and always the test results came back as HIV negative. And so I just assumed that whatever I was involved in my relationship was safe, and that was fine. But when my partner started getting sick, then I felt that it was necessary for me to actually go and get tested again. And that's when I found that I was HIV positive. And the sadness was that from everything that I knew, I didn't believe that I was going to be able to be there for my son as he grew up, because I just perceived HIV to be a death sentence. And the doctor who saw me, he was absolutely fabulous, and he just said, people only have two responses to finding that they're HIV positive. Either they can accept it, and it becomes a life-changing experience where they make every moment of their life count from here on out, or they can't accept it, and they die even before they're buried. I had to look closely at my life, and I really have tried to make it count since then on. I had to go to a public hospital to go and get my medication and things like that. Now, you know, Anglicans are doctors and nurses and patients, and, you know, they're everywhere. So the fact that I was sitting on a little bench waiting to be seen for HIV trials with everybody else, people very soon understood that I was HIV positive, even though I wasn't speaking about it. And that had a tremendous impact on my ministry, because first a trickle and then a stream and later a river of people started arriving at my door looking for help and support, because they were too frightened to speak to their own priest about the fact that they were HIV positive. But they knew that because I was HIV positive, I wasn't going to reject them. I know of one incident in my congregation which I heard of some months after I had disclosed my status to the parish, of one gentleman who said to one of the ladies in the parish, I think I'm going to have to leave this church, you know, because the priest has AIDS. And she took her umbrella and started beating him over the head and said, don't you dare speak about Father that way. So even though I wasn't present, I was being vociferously defended. You know, one of the main stigma issues around HIV is the fact that it is still very strongly associated with morality. And in a society where religious leaders are looked upon as being bastions of moral living, it becomes very difficult for them to live openly with their HIV status. The church as a whole started to approach HIV from the concept of HIV is God's punishment for sin, or AIDS is God's punishment for sin. And even though the church has now repeatedly made statements moving away from that position, it's not yet a lived experience of the church where people can feel comfortable and open about being HIV positive. I think that your relationship with God is something that is immediately affected by an HIV status. And the reason I say that to you is because there are many challenges about living with HIV. But your religion is something that you turn to. You turn to your God at times of crisis in your life. And so an HIV diagnosis, as it were, can be something that can deepen your dependency on God. And that certainly was my experience. I know that that hasn't been the experience for everybody. I know that there have been people who have been shunned from their faith communities because they have found that they're HIV positive. But what's so important for me is that as church, we have to understand that the first thing that we are called to is to support people in the environment within which they find themselves. And that doesn't change just because you're HIV positive. That doesn't change because you're rich or poor or whatever. And I think that's the place that religion really can play in people's lives as they live with HIV. In South Africa, one of the challenges that we've had is that in a country where there are estimated at 5.5 million people living with HIV, in many senses it's still a silent pandemic. South Africa is a developing economy, and the vast majority of people are still living below the breadline, and poverty has a massive influence on HIV in the sense that many people have compromised immunities long before HIV comes along. And that means that when HIV hits, it hits so hard. I think that in every sense, initially when people heard the word AIDS, this was a gay plague. And more than that, I think from the very beginning, HIV and AIDS have been strongly associated with stigma and discrimination. My understanding is that in the early days, when AIDS was first found in America, you had the Haitians, you had the hemophiliacs, and you had the homosexuals, the three H's, who were the most affected populations. And I think people were quite comfortable for all of those just to disappear. And so the lack of love in terms of responding to HIV, I think has been one of the contributory factors to us being where we are now.